Yontav Gitmayit Kindalech. I'm going to tell you a story about a Jew by the name of Reb Rafael Dubzinski. He lived in a small village called Princhev in Poland. He was a tzaddik nister. Nobody knew that he was a tzaddik, but later on people found out he was a big tzaddik, but he was hidden, a hidden tzaddik. He didn't let anybody know what he knows and how great he is. In fact, his father, his name was Reb Chiel Mechel, was also a hidden tzaddik. This Reb Rafael, who lived in the small village of Princhev, had a business. He made beer. He cooked beer and sold the beer to the peasants and the goyim in the village. They loved his beer. The goyim there loved his beer. And they would come to his inn and buy the beer from him and drink and get drunk. Now, he rented this store in the brewery where he made the beer and sold the beer. He rented it from the Poritz, and he paid his rent every month, and the Poritz loved him too, because Reb Rafael was very honest, and he paid every month on time. He was a good person. Everybody loved Reb Rafael. All the goyim loved him. He was a nice person. He helped a lot of people. A few months before Pesach, one year, a new galach came to town, and this galach hated Jews. He was an anti-Semite. He didn't like Jews. When he saw that all the villagers love Reb Rafael so much, and the Poritz also loves him, it bothered him. Why did they love this Jew? They should hate a Jew. So he began to talk to the goyim in the village, in the church. When he had his speeches in the church, he would tell the goyim from the village that they must not buy the beer from this Jew. You're giving him parnasa, you're giving him money, you're letting him make a lot of money from you buying his beer. You should stop buying his beer. Don't go to him for the beer. But the goyim, they love drinking, so they didn't listen to the galach. They still came to Reb Rafael every single day to drink and got drunk. So the galach tried to talk to the Poritz and says, Poritz, you know, you're renting the space where this Jew makes his beer. You're renting it to a Jew. You should rent it to a goy, to somebody else. Why are you renting it to a Jew? But the goy, the Poritz didn't listen to the galach because he knew Reb Rafael was a nice person, a good person. Everybody loved him. And so the Poritz did not listen to the galach. Finally, the galach thought of an idea. Pesach was getting closer, and he knew that the Jewish people who own chametz, they need to sell their chametz to a goy before Pesach. Because if the Jew owns the chametz on Pesach, it's an avera. And not only is it an avera, but even after Pesach, he can never eat that chametz again. Once a Jew owned it on Pesach and did an avera for owning chametz, then that chametz becomes asur, forbidden for any Jew to eat ever after. That's it, you have to throw it away. Now, beer is clearly chametz. Beer is made out of grain, right? Made out of barley. And so Reb Rafael, every year, what would he do? There was one guy in town, in the village, who every year would come on Erev Pesach, and Reb Rafael would sell him the whole factory, with the whole store, with all the beer, and the guy would own it until the end of Pesach. And after Pesach, Reb Rafael would buy it back. Like we do when we sell our chametz through the Rav, we sell it to a guy, right? He did it himself with a certain goy in the village. So the galach thought, you know what, I'll go over to that goy and I'll pay him money. He says, I give you a lot of money if you promise you're not going to buy the chametz from Reb Rafael this year. Because if you don't buy his chametz, he won't have a choice. Because he doesn't want to do an aver in owning chametz. He's going to make it hefker. He's going to give it away to everyone for free so that you can take it away so you wouldn't own it. And then you'll get a lot of beer for free. The guy agreed, he took the money from the galach, said, okay, this year I'm not going to go and buy the beer from Reb Rafael. And then the galach went to all the goyim in the town, it's in the village, and he said, I don't want you to buy. If he comes, if Reb Rafael approaches you and says, please buy my beer, you say, no, we can't. So Erev Pesach came, Rebbe Rafal did not know what the Galach has done, speaking to all the people about not buying his chametz. So he waited like every year for this guy, this specific guy who would come every year. He would come to his house and he would sell him the chametz. But the guy didn't come. He's looking, it's already late in the morning on Erev Pesach, and soon it's going to be already forbidden to own the chametz, and he needs to sell it to the guy. And the guy is not coming. So he decided, okay, I have to go to his house. And Rebbe Fall went outside and went to the house of this guy. And he knocks on the door. He sees there's nobody there. This guy knew that Rebbe Fall will come to his house. So that he left the house. He's hiding somewhere. So Rebbe Fall couldn't find him. So Rebbe Fall saw he has no choice. So he went from door to door. Asked all the goyim in the village, would you please buy my chametz before Pesach starts, so I can sell my chametz, and then after Pesach I can buy it back. And everybody said, no. And they couldn't understand. Rebbe Fall couldn't understand why nobody wants to buy his chametz. But it was getting very, very late. And in a few minutes, that's it. It's already asa to own chametz. And if you own chametz after that time, that chametz becomes asa, forbidden forever. You can never use it again. He needs to sell it before the time comes. Otherwise, he's going to lose all his beer. And Rebbe Fall realized that he can't sell. He didn't understand why, but he can't sell his chametz. And he says, you know what? I'm going to give it all away. It's not mine anymore. So this way I won't do the aveira of owning chametz. And what did he do? He took a sign and wrote on the sign in Polish in big letters, put it on top of the store. He said, everybody should know that my chametz is no longer mine. It's hefker. I don't own it anymore. Anybody wants to come can come and party and drink as much as they want. And he left the doors of his store open, wide open, so people can go in and drink beer as much as they want. Rebbe Fall was very excited. He left the store totally open, the doors open, with all the beer inside. Anybody can come and drink now. And he left to go home to do Pesach. He lived a little bit outside the village. So it took him a little while to walk home. He walked home. And that Pesach, Rebbe Fall was so joyous with such simcha. He realized that he had a big test. Hashem tested him to see if he's going to be willing to make all his chametz hefker and lose all his money. Because all the beer that he made, that was his whole money. That's what he needed to have to make money to live. Now he lost everything. But he was besimcha because he passed the test and he was willing to sacrifice, to give up all the beer. After Pesach was over, before I thought, okay, let me take a walk. I'll go to my store to see how empty it is. Probably it's all empty. Everybody finished all the barrels of beer. And as he walks back, he meets one of the peasants of the village. And he asked the peasant, no, so did you guys have a good time over Pesach, over my holiday? You must have partied every day there. There was so much beer that you guys could party every day. And the village says, no, not at all. Didn't you hear what happened? So Rebbe Fall asks, what happened? He says, nobody could go close to your store. He says, why not? I told everybody can come and drink. It's hefker, it's not mine anymore, it's ownerless. So the guy says, after you left your store on Erev Pesach to go home to do the Seder, two big black dogs with sharp teeth and a very mean, vicious looking face, both of them showed up right in front of the door of your store. And anyone who tried to go in and get close to the store even, to go in to drink the beer, these dogs would like attack him right away and chase him away. People became afraid to go even close to your store. So nobody was in there for the whole Pesach. Everything that was there before Pesach is still there now. Rebbe Fall couldn't believe this. He went to the store himself. He has to see it himself. When he walks closer, he sees the two black dogs standing in front of the door of his store, and all his beer is still inside the store. Nothing has been touched. At first, he was afraid to go over too close to the dogs because they looked like vicious dogs that are willing to kill anybody who goes close to them. But as he got a little closer, the dogs just came closer to him very gently and licked his shoes and were very friendly with him. And fine, that's it. So he saw it was a big, big nest that Hashem made and saved his beer. But Reb Rifol was not so sure. He wasn't comfortable. He thought, maybe I still owned chametz on Pesach. Maybe the fact that I said it was ownerless, yeah, but nobody picked it up. None of the goyim took the beer. If they were to take the beer, then I understand it's theirs now because they took it. But even though I said it's ownerless, but as long as nobody takes it, it's still mine. So maybe I still can't use any of the beer because I owned it on Pesach. He went to a Rav, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Charif, was a very big, famous goyim, and he asked him the shaila, am I allowed to drink from that beer? Am I allowed to sell that beer to goyim and make parnasa? Or maybe not. Maybe I own the chametz on Pesach, even though I said it's hefker, but nobody picked it up, so maybe it's still mine. The Rav looked into it and decided that the halacha is that no, Reb Rifol is allowed to drink his beer. The beer is fine. He can drink it. He can sell it. It's not a problem. But Reb Rifol wasn't so sure. He was afraid maybe there's a chance that I did own the chametz. And maybe the halacha is that I cannot drink the beer again and sell it again. I can, that's it, I have to throw it away. Even though the Rav Paskin that it's permitted, but maybe it's not completely correct. And maybe I still need to get rid of the beer. He decided he's going to do something very crazy. He yelled out from the store, anyone who wants to come and drink should come now and drink. I'm going to open up the faucet of the beer barrels and let it flow, and you can drink. The goyim saw that the beer is flowing on the floor, so they all came running in and filling up their cups and drinking nonstop. They all got drunk. Hundreds of villages, hundreds of peasants from the village all became drunk, so drunk from the beer, until the beer was all gone. It was finished. The last drop was gone. Reb Rifol was very excited that he was able to live up to this test, that he didn't want to benefit from this beer, even though the Rav Paskin, it's okay, but he wasn't so 100% sure that it's 100% good, maybe not, maybe just, yeah, because great people, they wouldn't even touch something that even is a small chance that is forbidden, they'll stay away as far as possible. And Reb Rifol didn't touch the beer, he got rid of it. He gave the beer away to all the goyim. In Shomayim, the behavior of Reb Rifol caused a major commotion. And the Malachim and the Srafim and the Fanim started getting very excited. Look at this Reb Rifol. He gave up everything. He lost his whole money. Only to be sure 100% that he didn't do an Avera. He didn't own any chametz. And it was decided that even though Reb Rifol never had children, for many, many years he's been married to his wife, but they didn't have children. They davened a lot. Hashem should make a miracle for them. But nothing happened. Now, because of this test that he passed, it was decided in Shemaim that he should have a son. And who was the son that his wife gave birth to? The famous Goen and Tzaddik, Rav Avraham Landau of Chechanov. The Chechanov Rav, he wrote many Sforim, was a big Goen and became also a Rebbe, a Hasidic Rebbe. And that's the story, that Reb Rifol passed a big test, and that's why he was blessed with a very special holy tzaddik of a son.